Day 1, Trump saved by God, Postdate 7-1. On his first day, Trump said this, recalling the day in Butler, Pennsylvania in July when an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. Trump said that I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. On his first day, Trump pardoned over 1,500 people who tried to overturn the government on January 6, including 174 who had been charged and found guilty of assaulting police officers with baseball bats, riot batons, bear spray, the officers' own shields, flagpoles, and metal bars. He pardoned this man. On his first day, Trump pardoned Enrico Tarrio, who had been convicted of seditious conspiracy. He pardoned other members of the Proud Boys, who had sought to overthrow the government by force. They are now free to buy any gun they choose. On his first day, Trump invited onto the dais in the Capitol Rotunda, the platform where Trump gave his inauguration address, and the choicest seating, well over a dozen billionaires, Musk, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Altman, Cook, Murdoch, Pichai, whose combined net worth as of January 20 is about $900 billion. On his first day, Trump countermanded an executive order calling for the development of policies to lower drug costs for people in Medicare and Medicaid. On his first day, Trump withdrew the United States from the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Agreement. On his first day, Trump suspended refugee admissions to the United States that puts at risk thousands of citizens of Afghanistan who helped the American mission during the war there. The order would affect not only scores of Afghans who are now in hiding from the Taliban's repressive rule, but also family members of active duty U.S. troops. On his first day, Patricia Hempel refused her pardon for storming the Capitol on January 6. She said she had committed a crime. She said, "I'm not going to be bullied by MAGA anymore," as those who went as far as calling my probation officer trying to get me in trouble backfired on them, thinking I would stop speaking out. Just gave me more confidence to continue. I will refuse a pardon from felon Trump.